From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The European Union is struggling to deal with a chaotic flood of refugees, and Turkey, which is home to more refugees than any other country in the world, is blaming EU leaders for all the chaos. We get more now from Dorian Jones.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan accused European countries of turning the Mediterranean Sea into a grave. Ahmet İçtoğlu, an expert on migration for Istanbul's Koç University, says there is deep resentment in Ankara that the EU had ignored its warnings and calls for help over the mounting refugee crisis.
Why the European countries are having less concern about the Syrian refugee problem? Unfortunately, it's the case almost around the world. Of course, everyone tried to shift the responsibility to other side.
Ankara says Turkey's hosting over 2 million Iraqi and Syrian refugees at a cost of over $6 billion. President Erdogan has repeatedly criticized Brussels for failing to share fairly the burden of refugees or the cost. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
Here in Washington, President Obama says the United States and Saudi Arabia continue to cooperate closely in countering terrorist activity in the Middle East and around the world, including the battle against the Islamic State militants. He also assured the visiting King Salman the nuclear agreement with Iran prevents Tehran from obtaining a nuclear weapon and includes inspections of Iran's military sites, which were of concern to the Saudis. The UN World Food Program says it will be forced to shut down a life-saving air service in Sudan by the end of the month unless nearly $10 million in funding is found. Service is especially crucial in Sudan to get aid workers help in other ways other than by car. This is VOA News.